Sunday. Sunday's down to the 40s to low 50s, going to an afternoon high into the mid 60s. It's a sunny Monday, too, going into early next week, 70s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
It's the annual Slidell Spring Street Fair, with more than 150 vendors selling antiques, vintage, retro, collectibles, art, and crafts. There will also be live entertainment and food and drinks along the way. As you stroll along, browse, and shop 1st, 2nd, and Erlanger Streets, Old Town Slidell. At the annual Slidell Spring Street Fair, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., Saturday, Sunday, March 27th and 28th. For more info, visit SlidellStreetFair.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Welcome. It's another edition of He Said, She Said here on the airwaves on WGSO. I'm Jeff.
I'm Mimi.
Career. And it's great to be with all of you. And in a minute, we'll open up our phone lines at 504-556-9696. We're here weekly, Monday at 5. And I want to thank all of our friends joining us, all the different ways that you can join the program online at WGSO.com, where you can listen live, and you can also check out our podcast later on. You can also, of course, listen on the dial at 990 AM or using those mobile devices with the TuneIn Radio or Simple Radio apps. We got a lot to get to here. You can also email us at Jeff, J-E-F-F, at WGSO.com, and we'll get to some of the emails. And, of course, welcome your phone calls at 504-556-9696. A hot topic of the day, the week, the month is, of course, the border craziness, the crisis, the kids in cages, in pods, the fact that folks are being let into the country, many with COVID, and it is a disaster.
Well, I thought the real news of the day was that this is our first show as husband and wife.
Okay. What have you been on? We did a show. We did a ringside
show. Not last
show.
Monday.
We did the ringside
well,
show.
Well, Wednesday.
Yes.
But not he said, she said.
No, we didn't. So, yes. And we talked a little bit about our wedding weekend and the craziness down in the French Quarter we experienced. That was something else.
It's been a week. So far, so good.
Yeah. But we're still recovering, I think, from what we saw down there.
Oh, and I just saw on NOLA.com. I only look at it because I have to. So anyway, for this job. But they just now posted another picture of Bourbon Street this past Saturday. It was worse than Mardi Gras in the 80s. You remember how you got caught in the crowd and you would move like a wave.
Right. Yeah.
And you couldn't get out. And after what we saw and someone got shot.
Yeah.
Someone got shot.
Two people got shot.
Yeah. I was so glad. You know, it really crossed my mind that Saturday we were down there for our wedding.
That we could get shot.
I was like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get across Bourbon Street fast enough.
I know. I mean, it was much better when we were on Royal. It was much better when we were on Dauphine. But when we were on Bourbon,
well,
it was
Dauphine
crazy.
Was fine.
Yeah.
But Royal, it was iffy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of, you know, but there were a lot of locals there because you could tell because they were all dressed up. They'd come from brunch.
Yeah, on Sunday it was fine. Much better.
Yeah.
504-556-9696. The border is so bad that now they're going to be doing a press conference on Thursday. And he says, creepy, sleepy Uncle Joe Beijing Biden, that he'll be down there at some point. And I guess, Mimi, he's going to have to address this. It is just such a crisis. He can't avoid
it. It's not a crisis. Psaki says, nope, circle back.
Circle back?
No crisis.
So what is it exactly? catastrophe?
Yes. It's worse than that. Let me tell you what's not humane, because they always told us what Trump did was not humane. Do you think it's humane to have kids coming across the border and it's up like over 100% and they're all jammed into these facilities and they're already traumatized from the journey? And they're like, oh, we have to take the kids, kids.
Let me just say this. I don't blame them.
No.
I don't blame the people that are trying
trafficked.
To come here.
They were trafficked.
I don't blame them at all.
A lot of those parents, they're not parents. Mm-hmm. They use the kids to get in.
Now, I do blame those that send their children on their
they
own.
They sell the kids to the...
I blame them.
You have to... They give... We'll give you money. Mm-hmm. Give us your kid. And then they traffic this kid all
right.
the way up.
I played on the morning show a clip from a guy from Brazil who said he was here just because of Biden. He said basically it's because Biden invited him, and they asked him would he do it if Trump were president. He said no.
What the only country that I'm aware of that actually has qualifies for asylum, you know, being a refugee, is Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Have you heard in the news about El Salvador, Guatemala? Panama. I've been to Panama. Panama's beautiful.
Yeah.
They're probably making so much money off of that canal still, mm-hmm. you know, so that we can use it. I mean, it's, I have not heard that in the news. So if there's such a crisis in those countries, why they're not telling us? You'd think the Democrats would want us to know.
504-556-9696. President Trump was on the Harris Faulkner show.
He's on fire.
And then she falsely announced that the DHS secretary had resigned and broke into the interview, which was weird. She just asked the president to respond to the news, but then she almost immediately issued a correction because it didn't happen.
Well,
talk
I'm sure
embarrassing.
The producers were in her ear.
Yeah.
They had to have given her that info. She doesn't just come up with it.
Right. But I mean, gee, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, but then Trump made it all better because nobody cared what she said.
Yeah.
Before he came on, it was like, oh, my God, Trump's on.
So you checked it out. Tell everybody what he had to say.
Oh, boy. He was fired up. And listen, because Biden won't speak to anyone, mm-hmm. she said, we decided to speak to the former president because he knows, intimately involved with immigration, with COVID. And she called him President Trump the whole time. She basically said, what did you put in place? And how did it change right now? And he told her, you know, we had deals in Guatemala, in El Salvador, in Panama, in all these triangle countries that they call them, where we said, we're not going to give you your entitlements, because mm-hmm. isn't that what we call it now in America, where we give free money away?
Right.
It makes it sound better. And so unless you keep these people or let us send them back, you're not getting a dime. So then they all called him up and said, oh, no, we'll do it. And so now when they ship these MS-13 members back, they took them. But under O'Biden, Obama, you can't bring these people back. We're not taking them.
Right. So this guy, Mayorkas, who I guess is hanging on, this Department of Homeland Security secretary, the president called his performance a national disgrace, said that his self-satisfied presentation in the middle of a massive crisis he helped engineer is yet more proof he's incapable of leading DHS. Even someone of Mayorkas's limited abilities should understand that if he provide catch and release to the world's illegal aliens, then the whole world will come.
Okay, this is how they blame Trump for the border crisis. Psaki literally said this, and I was agape. My mouth was like, are you kidding me? This is not an explanation. She said that the pent-up demand to get into this country, okay, led to an overflow of illegal aliens, as if they had a demand. You don't get to demand to come into this country. Last I checked.
Yeah,
you had to be an American citizen. You can't even get on an airplane right now without proving that you have had the COVID, okay?
Vaccine.
We can't go anywhere, Jeff.
Because we have, and listen, I sent you, I don't know if you saw that clip that I sent you, from a guy named, I think it's Victor Coleman, one of the viewers on the TV show sent it to me, and He is warning against this vaccine. And I know a lot of you out there have taken it. Everybody. My mom's taken it. A lot of people in my family have. And my daughter took it. She's an adult. She had to take it for her job.
You may not be a grandfather.
And
I say that with the utmost sadness. And I mean, I didn't want my oldest to take it because we don't know about the reproduction.
And has your oldest
taken it? Well, she's not eligible yet.
Uh-huh.
You know how there's like...
Yeah, but she can't wait to take it, right?
And let me tell you, all we had to do, because people just want their lives back. They don't care. They stick anything in their arm. They'd probably put heroin in there if they thought it would open up the country. All we had to do was give everybody a placebo because they are COVID deranged. Just shoot everybody in the arm with some liquid Tylenol and keep it moving.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a brief time out right now, and we got a lot to get to here on the program. When we come back from the break, going to be inviting, welcoming, encouraging, and getting to your phone calls at 504-556-9696. It's He Said, She Said. Mimi Cruere is with
us.
Yes. Jeff Cruere here, and we want to hear from you. But first, a brief time out. We'll be right back.
What is the reason for the emptiness you feel when I'm trying everything I can? Our love is running deeper than the night, stronger than the north wind roaring. It's fire burning bright, and it's always been this way.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
We understand during this time it is crucial that your customers feel safe coming to your business. Sir Speedy can help with signs and barriers to promote personal safety. From window and floor graphics to sneeze guards and branded face masks, we can help. Sir Speedy New Orleans, together we can do more. Find us on the web at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or call us at 504-586-9812.
We're back, Oakland here in the program. It's He Said, She Said. Jeff Cruere here.
And Mimi Cruere.
All right, we want to hear what you have to say on this very busy Monday evening. And we've thrown out a few topics. We got some more to throw out. So without further ado, let's go to some phone calls right now. And welcome our friend Matthew in Metairie. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening, Jeff. Where are the crazy mask photos on Gab? And Mimi, do you have a Gab yet?
I think I do. I went to get on it, and something about signing up, and I had to do something. I don't know.
She doesn't know.
okay.
I need you to help me. Help me.
I need to put that. I'm going to do that this evening. So be on the lookout. Be on the lookout.
I will do that, and I will share. My family loves getting those. So listening to Chad this morning was frustrating as all get out. He's like, where are the protests on our side? Well, why don't we see more activism? It's because we don't have a bail fund. I thought about doing the rip the mask off in Walmart thing and say, breathe free. My wife would let me stay in jail until my court hearing.
Really?
But you know what our protest is? Our protest is with our wallets because we have stuff in them. We spend. So you could just put them all out of business. Just don't even watch.
Yeah,
like, we should write letters to all these advertisers on CNN and say, I'm not. Coca-Cola, you can.
Later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if we had some way of getting in contact with them. Do you know Coca-Cola's email address? Because I want to email them a picture of my can of Czech Zero Calorie Cola.
Do you have a Twitter?
No, I don't have a Twitter.
Okay, Facebook. Do you have a Facebook?
I don't do Facebook either.
Okay, because all you have to do is tag them, and I promise you they'll see it, because WDSU sees it every time. They all see it.
All right.
Well, he's got Gab. He's got a Gab account.
But I don't know if Coke has a Gab account.
Yeah.
No, Coke doesn't have a Gab account because somebody on there said something anti-Semitic once. And Governor Hot Wheels of Texas believes that it's a site full of Nazis.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. There are people on Facebook that say offensive things. There are people on Twitter that say offensive things every second of every day, okay?
No, they don't.
We know.
There's nobody on Twitter or Facebook.
Every second of every day they do. So, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Gab is under serious attack. And so it was kind of surprising when I found out that Donald Trump wants to start his own social media. What's that for? So that he can't be criticized? He thinks he's above criticism? Is that what's going on with it?
I think he wants to control it. And
he's against censorship. What are you talking about?
He, you know, he could get on Gab. He could get on Parler, but he wants his own. So,
well, they're attacking Parler, and they're attacking Gab, and they're trying to take him off the different various servers. So if he can create his own, then he's fine.
Right. We'll see.
They can attack any server with a denial of service attack. You have to have Cloudflare and all this other stuff. But I personally think that he's getting sensitive to the criticism that he fell for a Chinese Communist Party trick and shut the country down.
Yeah.
And he did.
Yeah. And then, you know, I'm a big supporter, but another failing was putting Dr. Fauci in the forefront. And that guy is still bothering us today. All right, my friend. Appreciate it. A year later, Dr. Phony Fauci is still in front of the cameras. And my last column at townhall.com, Fauci versus freedom.
He's enjoying.
I see it.
Yeah, he's enjoying his celebrity.
Yeah.
I mean, he is high off of the attention.
Yeah.
But it's going to bite them, because when you are famous and when you have, you know, people start digging into your work life.
Oh, there's
your family.
A lot of dirt there.
I'm telling you.
There's a lot of dirt there.
Be careful what you wish for.
504-556-9696. What do you say? Open line here on the program. It's He Said, She Said. Jeff and Mimi Cruer here as we delve into the issues. And let's bring on our good friend from New Orleans. Let's see what she's got going on this evening, Miss Janice.
Miss Janice.
Hey. Hey, Miss Janice.
Hello. I thought I heard Mimi say something about Mamie. I don't know. I'm getting like Joe here. It's Mimi.
Yes.
I thought I heard you say something about marriage, and then you said Cruer's. Oh, congratulations to both of you. I'm so happy
Thank
for you.
Thank you so much.
I think that's very, very nice.
Thank you.
Like I said before, I mean, I can't speak for everybody. I can only speak, you know, my husband got the vaccine. I got the vaccine. He's doing okay and everything. Of course, I can't, you know, like I said, I can't speak for everybody. You know, somebody might get it and have a bad reaction to it or something. I don't really know. Well, we
have individual choice. Yeah.
There's something I got in the mail today. I might as well mention this while I'm on the phone here with you guys.
Okay.
Okay. You know, everybody got the census, and you were supposed to, you know, fill out the census. Well, I did, and I sent it back. Of course, I didn't. There were some things I didn't put on there. You know, I give them my phone number, my birthday. You know, I'm not. You can't lie, so I just left it blank. So today, I opened the mailbox. I got something in there that says census, and I'm thinking the census already did this, already sent it back. What's this? It was a big survey, is what it was.
Oh, okay.
And I called them, and I asked them, I said, everybody's getting one of these? Oh, no, it was just a random thing. You know, some people will get it, and other people won't get it and everything. I mean, the only two questions, and I mean this sincerely, they want to know where you work, or do you work, where you work, your income, all kinds of stuff. The only two questions they didn't have on there was how many times you have sex in a month and how many times you go to the bathroom. No, really. Those are the only two questions they didn't have on there.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So what I did, I fixed it. I just, you know, some questions I didn't know the answers to. Some questions I wasn't about to give them the answers to, so I just filled out what I filled in. Left out my phone number, left out my age, and a few other things there. And our income, as far as I'm concerned, is the only person, the only people whose business that would be the Internal Revenue Service when you fill out your taxes. So I left that blank, and I sent it back, and that's that. I mean, I gave them what information they could have, and I'm just, no, there's certain things that,
yeah.
My mama always had a saying. This was my mother's saying, and she was right about it, too. You tell all your business, and you ain't got none.
Well, you know what? There's some things I think are private. You got to have some sort of, sense of...
they are with me.
I guess privacy and
absolutely.
Anonymity.
Yeah, anonymity a little bit. And
my
government
age, how old I am, and
yeah.
our income, how much money we make, if my husband works, and... And where he works, they don't need to know the location of where my husband works or anything, or income.
No,
Miss Janice,
you could have just put that in file 13 and just said, you know, no, thank you.
Miss Janice, I just left those blank.
That's what I did.
I know, and you can have them blank. I'm going to tell you, they sent it to me in the mail, and I had two other people come to me personally, and I filled that out three times.
Wait. No, wait. Okay, you're not talking about the actual census. You're talking about the survey?
I never got a survey.
Okay, well, that's what I got today.
I never got it either, so we'll see.
But I'm saying if they're going to keep mailing me that stuff and they're going to keep coming to my door,
yeah.
I'm going to answer them every time. Mm. So now I've been counted three times.
You're three times.
So that'll be good for our district.
Yeah.
It was the actual census.
Right.
Well, I already filled that out once, and I filled it out, I sent it back, and I didn't know what this other deal was.
Yeah, I filled it out, Miss Janice, and they sent me like four or five other census.
Did you fill them all out?
No, I didn't.
Come on, Jeff.
Sorry.
Yeah,
thank you, Miss Janice. Good to hear from you, my dear. Good to be with you. 504-556-9696 is our talk line. We want to hear from you. Open line on the program.
You know they gerrymandered this congressional district.
Yeah.
You did not do your civic duty by not filling it out.
I'm not in that congressional district.
But they need to fix that.
Well, I mean, they may or may not. They got a census redistricting coming up. So we'll talk a little bit about the elections. Also, craziness down in Miami Beach. Crazy partying going on down there.
It's the pent-up demand.
And then, of course, a little bit about what is going on on the border. And Andrew Cuomo flirting again with female supporters despite the scandal. We'll get into that and a whole lot more. But first, a brief timeout.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
The Sazerac House is now open at 101 Magazine Street at the corner of Canal and Magazine in the heart of downtown New Orleans. You're cordially invited to experience timeless traditions and history that's worth repeating. Enjoy complimentary self-guided tours, interactive cocktail exhibits, spirit tastings, and experience the production of Sazerac Rye Whiskey and Peychaud's Bitters right on site. And don't miss the Sazerac House's retail store with one-of-a-kind gifts and novelties sure to please anyone. For more information, visit www.sazerachouse.com.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
We once again join our partners Stand Up to Cancer in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Since 2008, Major League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches have delivered a powerful, determined message that we, together, will defeat cancer.
I'm Matt Damon.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
Jordana Brewster.
Zachary Levi.
I'm Uzo Aduba.
Cancer has in some way touched all of us.
So join Major League Baseball and Stand Up to Cancer as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/ML.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. New Orleans State Senators Karen Carter-Peterson and Troy Carter advanced to the runoff in the special election for the 2nd Congressional District. Matt Dool has more.
Carter won 36% of the vote, while Peterson secured 23%. JMZ Analytics publisher John Cuvion says the race will be decided on how Baton Rouge activist Gary Chambers voters and Republican voters decide to vote on April 24th.
Those two pieces of the electorate, which comprise 37% of the total vote, they're going to be the kingmaker or the queenmaker, as it were.
Cuvion says one interesting fact to note, Peterson took third place in her own Senate district. I'm Matt Doyle.
The LSU Tigers enter the second round of the NCAA basketball tournament. March Madness has the Tigers facing off with the Michigan Wolverines in Indianapolis at 6:10 this evening. The winner will face off with either Florida State or Colorado in the Sweet 16. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
The 2021 Honda Pioneer lineup is here to make light work of the job and add a heavy dose of fun to your day off. Every Pioneer side-by-side is stocked full of smart technology, responsive power, and Honda's hallmark of engineering excellence. The only thing left to add is you. Then you'll understand how life is better on a Honda. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older.
All across Louisiana,
more and more residents are able to get
the FDA-authorized two-dose vaccine for COVID-19.
It tested nearly 95% effective in clinical trials,
with more than 70,000 patients.
So if you're ready to attend sporting events again,
greet everyone with hugs and handshakes again,
and just get life back to normal again,
join the rest of Louisiana and go sleeves up to help end the pandemic.
Get the facts at covidvaccine.la.gov or call 21.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
It's He Said, She Said. Jeff Cruer here.
Mimi Cruer.
And we're taking calls 504-556-9696. Let's roll right into it. Welcome Rusty, who is with us from Jefferson. How you doing, Mr. Rusty? Welcome aboard.
Hi, we're doing fine. Good afternoon to you guys. Hey. Jeff, I don't know if you touched on this morning in your regular show, but did you speak about the shootings in Atlanta at all?
We were going to bring that up.
Just a little, okay. But what are your thoughts on it, Rusty?
This is my concern. I hear a lot of talk, and rightfully so to a degree, about Biden being in such bad shape, and that he shouldn't last. He shouldn't be. You know, he doesn't belong there. He's incompetent. He's senile, and so on. But I heard some comments made by Kamala Harris regarding the shooting, and it sounds very racist, anti-white. That making this an anti-white thing, blaming this on racism, and I'm really concerned that even if, you know, as much as Biden is not my candidate, I don't respect any of his goals, his decisions, his agenda.
Yeah.
I'm more concerned with Kamala, and I wanted to ask you and Mimi. What are your thoughts about Kamala taking over? Don't you think she's much more dangerous?
I think she's the real deal, and she might be calling the shots now. I think Joe is moving fast to the left, and maybe Kamala's calling the shots. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how more progressive you can be than what he's done. I mean, the bills that are being passed out of the Congress, I mean, the executive orders, I mean, it's just a nightmare. I guess she could be worse. He's pretty darn bad, Rusty. I mean,
the comments I heard are
terrible.
A very anti-white. It's almost as though she's trying to start a thing that white people are against all minorities, and that we have to deal with white people. And that I've never heard it's quite as bold before from a vice president or a president before. So I'm just thinking things could be a whole lot worse, even though they're bad now.
So how's that unity working? It's all love and unicorns for white people in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's really shameful. And I wanted to say something about the mass shooting at the Chinese sex places.
The massage parlors.
Because we all know that they don't give you a massage in there. Okay? That is, you know, sex workers. Mm-hmm. And he went only to Asian, you know, sex worker places. And he gave an example, not an example, a reason. This is why I did it.
Yeah,
I have a sex addiction. And
he didn't say I have a hatred for Asian Americans or
no.
Asians.
Yeah. And they don't mention this.
Right.
Three of the victims aren't Asian.
Right.
There's two Hispanics, I think, and one other.
Yeah.
So it's just a narrative. And then we had Mayor Cantrell, with her virtue signaling, coming out saying there's no place in this city for racism and we won't stand for it. And it's
well,
not
she's
happening
jumping
here.
On every bandwagon, of course.
Right.
Anything other than doing her job.
All right. Well, maybe they should. The big story here is, why are people having sex in these Chinese massage parlors?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that happening?
Well, I mean, a lot of these probably young women are probably being trafficked. I mean,
that's a Chinese stereotype. That's
yeah.
a Chinese stereotype.
I mean,
and it's because of white men who went over during the wars and they exploited those Vietnamese, the mm-hmm. you name it, the Japanese women, They exploited them because they took all their men away in war. I mean, this is the narrative, people.
Yeah. But okay. There's also another narrative. As the Vietnamese after that war, many of them came here and succeeded like crazy.
Oh, my God.
And many of them realized the American dream and enjoyed the benefits of capitalism and free enterprise they didn't have in communist Vietnam. And I know a lot of the Chinese would like to do that if they could get away from communist China, but they can't. But, hey, Rusty, thank you, my friend.
Thank
Appreciate you.
You.
504-556-9696 to join us. Open line here on the program. So, yeah, it looks like it's difficult for reformers, for good candidates to win in this environment. Look at the congressional race. We had some good candidates running. Claston Bernard was a breath of fresh air. He came in fourth, got 10% of the votes.
Not bad for a guy who jumped in 2 months ago.
But a guy that you've been following online, a very radical guy named Gary Chambers, he almost got himself into a runoff.
He's a Black Lives Matter. He comes out and says it.
Yeah.
He's a Black Lives Matter candidate. And he had all of the Black Lives Matter people in town. Sean King, all of the musicians, all of the, you know, it was pretty scary because he had a lot of money.
So he could be the kingmaker here.
He's not gone, but he's in Baton Rouge. So this is the last thing.
He could
thing.
Be the guy who anoints who's going to win this thing. You know, because he's got a big chunk of vote that's going to go to either one of these two and could put either one over the top.
Well, he could. Because
and that's scary because he's radical.
His being in the race took votes from Karen Carter Peterson is what I read.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I know he doesn't like Troy Carter. So, I mean, I would think he's going to probably endorse Karen Carter Peterson, but we'll see if he endorses either one. 504-556-9696. Open line here on the program. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. Speaking of sex, Andrew Cuomo has a sex scandal. Eight women have now come forward and alleged sexual misconduct of one degree or another. Today, supposedly, he was being praised by some female friends, and he said, "I'm not going anywhere, darling."
You know, it's disgusting.
Do you?
This is not
by
the,
that.
The real scandal are the 15,000 senior citizens that he murdered. Okay, but right now the media, this is all they care about.
Yeah,
an entire plane could crash, and flight attendants could come out of the woodwork saying that pilot sexually harassed me after he's dead, and that would be the story. Not that people died in the crash of the airplane.
Right.
It is ridiculous. If I were Janice Dean, whose in-laws died,
yeah,
this would make me furious.
Let's get back to the real controversy here. Although, I mean, I'm not discounting the eight women that have come forward.
Look,
and said he abused them.
I've been sexually harassed.
Yeah.
I was one of them was banging on my door when I was a flight attendant.
Yeah.
And the captain had to come to my room and we had to switch rooms. He goes, if he bangs on your door again, he's going to get a big surprise when I open the door. Okay. It happens. I had to fly the whole next day with this guy. He didn't eat or drink anything a whole day. I punished him.
Yeah.
I don't need to take his entire career from him. I handled it. Handle it.
A lot of these women have either been employed by him, feel like they're possibly could be impacted by him and been fearful of coming out. But what you always see these cases, once you have one come forward, others feel emboldened to come forward. And then it's a stampede. And
okay.
He's got eight.
Right. But I need to hear exactly what happened, because sometimes it's really not sexual harassment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Harvey Weinstein, whenever you drop your pants in front of a woman, I get it. Bill Clinton, absolutely. Okay. But
more than that,
let me know if he winks at you and says, God, you look beautiful today. I say, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
504-556-9696. I'd still like to see him go for a variety of reasons, but mostly what he did to those poor people, throwing them into nursing homes where they died.
It's murder.
Yeah, and it does seem like everybody's focusing on the sexual harassment and not focusing on the dead elderly.
Just go to therapy if it upsets you that bad, okay? But you're still alive, and those old people are not. They're
right.
Dead.
Either way, he needs to go. 504-556-9696. Open line rolls on. And let's roll to Roland, who's with us in Metairie. What's happening, Roland? How are you?
Fine, thank you. Hi, Jeff. Hi, Mimi. Congratulations.
Hi. Thank you.
Thank you, Roland.
Well, I heard a question a while back. Why are these guys going to Vietnamese massage parlors for sex? Okay. Now, this is my idea on a lot of that. That reminds me of a whole big thing that's kind of a pet peeve with me. But, and I could be wrong. This is my opinion. This is what I think. And if I'm wrong, please let me know. But I think it's a negative result of the sexual revolution. And don't get me wrong when I say the next thing, because I'm not a male chauvinist pig. I raised a daughter. My daughter's 37 years old. She's beautiful. I raised her to be independent. And I don't know of a more independent person than my own daughter. Okay. So, I mean, and I raised her myself, as a matter of fact. But I think the feminist movement, and I'm not talking about equal rights and equal pay for equal work and all that. I'm talking about the feminist movement that Rush Limbaugh used to refer to as feminazis. The hardcore women that hate men and they ain't men, and some of them want to be men and they resent men.
And they're pro-sex work. They defend, they think the woman should have the right to work in the sex industry.
So, but what's your point, Roland?
Okay, here's the point. I think what's happening now is both the sexual revolution and the feminist movement backfired. It's the same leftists that promoted those two things that disintegrated the family and be single and date who you want, sleep with who you want. And I grew up in a corporate environment in the 70s and 80s. And I can remember the end thing, married couples, the end thing was having affairs, and everybody was having affairs. It was the height of the sexual revolution until Rock Hudson came down with AIDS, and then that sort of put a damper on it all. But still, the same leftist crowd that promoted that swinging lifestyle, okay, now that promoted the guys like Harvey Weinstein. And a lot of these women that just laugh about it and slept with a dozen guys and, you know, guys that slept with a dozen women. That was all okay by the same leftist crowd during the sexual revolution. But somewhere along the way, it got turned around and the boundaries got skewed. And then nobody knew where the boundaries were anymore. And then they discourage marriage so much. There's so many people that won't get married, that stay single. Young people don't even know how to have relationships anymore. And I feel sorry for them. You know, and look, I admit when I was younger, I participated in a lot of that stuff that I'm, you know, despising now. And I'm lost.
But
my
you
first
matured. You learned. You grew
you
as a person. Yeah,
I blew my first marriage with all that nonsense. I came out of it. And then somewhere along the way, I got my church values back, and I got my Judeo-Christian values back.
Good for you.
I've been a happily married man for the last 20 years, and I have a beautiful relationship with my wife.
Well, that's great.
And it's like, you know, but I feel sorry for all these people who can't have that. And I really sincerely believe it's a negative result of the sexual revolution.
Well, it is.
The feminist movement.
Let me speak as a woman.
Yeah. All right, Roland, listen. Great call. Thank you, Mimi. We got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. As a woman, I can tell you back in 98, 99, all that sexual harassment in the workplace was starting to come to the fold. That every pilot I ever flew with stopped telling jokes in the van, wouldn't come and have dinner or lunch with us.
Right.
It just stopped at cold because they were afraid they were going to get accused of sexual harassment.
And a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
504-556-9696. It is He Said, She Said right here in the airways on WGSO. Jeff Cruer, Mimi Cruer, and you. But first, let's take a brief time out, take care of some business. A whole lot more coming your way. Quick time out. We'll be right back.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind.
Northwest Interior Environments are the largest design assist furniture, fixtures, and equipment contractor in Louisiana and Mississippi. AOS Interior Environments believe they can't succeed if those around them falter. That's why they've partnered with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. The best part is you can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.thefunkyuncle.live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge on March 26th, Caesar Brothers Funk Box, and on April 2nd, the one-year anniversary show featuring Irma Thomas. For more info on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to thefunkyuncle.live. AOS Interior Environments, where good design is good business. Find them on the web at thinkaos.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. It's He Said, She Said. Jeff Cruer here.
Mimi Cruer.
And it's our first show since we got married.
Got hit.
Last weekend. And, of course, Mimi is also on the morning show Wednesday mornings. So be sure to check in for that. I'm on every weekday morning, 7 to 11. And love getting your input. Jeff at WGSO.com. You can call in right now at 504-556-9696. Let's welcome Brian in Metairie. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Mr. and Mrs. Carrera, good afternoon.
Yay.
Thank you so much for taking my call. First,
how are you?
I have, for Ms. Carrera, I have a real fast recipe for you. Get your skinless breast of chicken. You cut a big slice into it, and then you coat the entire chicken with mayonnaise liberally. Then you come back with your Italian seasoning and whatever other seasons you want to add to it. And then you sprinkle it all over the place. You put that 350 preheated in the oven until it reaches 160 degrees. Turn the fire off on the oven and let it sit for about 10, 15 minutes. And the mayonnaise just makes the chicken melt in your mouth.
Should I wear my shoes while I'm cooking?
Oh, no, but put a real thick bib around you because it's just good.
Why are you giving me the recipe? Jeff can cook too.
Well, so you can show your husband how to do it.
I will.
Yes, she's a much better cook than me. He's a smart man.
He knows.
He knows that.
He knows.
You can cook.
I do.
I can cook.
Yeah,
so I just don't.
He put it toward the right person.
Okay, good.
Brian is
somebody who's always calling in from the kitchen. He's always eating something tasty and cooking something up. I mean, he's a guy who can really cook.
Really?
You're the man who can do it, Brian.
Except when the dogs won't even eat it. That's when I know I made it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
This has been going on now for about a month, a little bit left, about 15 to 20 days of the children that are being bused all over the nation. Some have now been bused to NASA. They don't even have the cots set up. They're sleeping on the concrete floors Tony Perkins. Earlier today I was listening. And Churches across Southwest and Southeast Texas are having hundreds of children dumped at their doorstep. No beds, no food, no cots, no nothing. And then hours later, Homeland Security is coming with their big, gigantic post with the barbed wire fence and the chain link fence, and these pastors are getting blindsided. They most don't even have the courtesy call from Washington that the government has had it their way with hundreds. Dallas is this coming weekend. Dallas churches, they got some of the churches going to be receiving over 1,000 children. They have no idea what to do with them.
They don't. And do you know why they're all in Texas and not Arizona or New Mexico? Because Texas is wide open from COVID.
Yep.
Those other states are not. So they can't go to California. And isn't that a coincidence that Texas is a red state? Isn't that so coincidental?
Well, they're trying to turn Texas blue. That's what they're trying
Mr.
to Correa, do.
In Midland, Texas, one of the pastors had received 390 children. And on his own, he got the test kits. And two-thirds of the children tested positive for COVID.
Wow. So they got no testing. You got no beds. You got no preparations.
No food.
These people are being dumped at these various facilities. And no plan. It's just a disaster. It's beyond a chaos.
Well, Kamala Harris is calling all the world leaders. This is what's happening in our country.
And by the way... She recently boarded, and thank you very much, boarded Air Force Two. And unlike her her predecessors, she did not salute the military. Former Vice Presidents Mike Pence and Joe Biden both saluted the military, numerous videos show. But when she steps on or off of Air Force Two, she seems more interested in fluffing her hair. Well, than in showing respect to the men and women who serve the nation.
Well, you know, they made a statement that white supremacy is being bred in the military. They said it.
So you think that's why she's not saluting the military? Because she thinks that they're white supremacists?
Maybe they're white men.
What if they're minority members of the military?
You know what I want to know? I want to know if her husband falls in the category of if he has white privilege.
Yeah, because her children are white. Her husband is white.
So she's always talking about white men and their
right.
privilege. So would she then apply that to
her husband?
That's
a good question. I don't know. Newsmax White House correspondent grilled Jen Psaki. Why are legal aliens getting hotel rooms when the National Guard were left to sleep in the parking garages and given contaminated food? And she tapped dance around that one. I'd have to say... She's probably the worst White House press secretary I've ever seen.
Because they're not giving her information. They don't want us to know anything. So I think they don't brief her. She literally does not have the answers.
Yeah, she says she'll circle back.
And she's forced
she'll
to
circle
say
back.
That. She's forced to say that.
Right.
Because I think they're not giving her. I mean, Kaylee would come in with a Bible-sized
binder
of
information,
and she would have tabs on it. She could go to anything
right.
you said. She'd go right to it. Flip
I know
it over.
She. I think she's the best of what I've seen.
Well, because they gave her information.
Yeah, she was outstanding. About 30 seconds left. So all these stories swirling around. Give us your prediction on how Joe is going to do in his news conference on Thursday.
Well, the very fact that they have to announce it like it's so far an event, like it's a special event, is like, what?
President Trump predicted softball questions. I think he's right.
Well, Psaki's been getting some tough ones. Those two.
The Newsmax and Fox reporter.
Least,
all right.
At least they let him.
Thank you, my dear. We'll talk to you Wednesday. And folks, come join me tomorrow, 7 to 11. Follow me on gab.com and email me, jeff@wgso.com. Hey, keep it right here. Something to Say is next on WGSO.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with 3 locations to serve you. Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Tuesday, Dr. Kathy Cook joins us of Summit Ministries. We'll talk about how kids are the real victims in this COVID response. And we'll also discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star Michelle Hurstis. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway. Open 24 hours a day. The place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall. God is in the workplace. And everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is the John Mason Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New